Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Here to talk about the most important events in this city or the suburbs, and we have a very important event coming up. We will talk about it this morning with some very special guests. I am about to make WGN history. Crystal Burcardo is in the studio with some very special guests. Here is why I'm about to make WGN radio history. Crystal, you may or may not know this, at this radio station, not necessarily in this studio, but at this radio station, guests have included presidents of the United States. Pretty much every president from, who was before, Richard Nixon, I don't know if Nixon was here, but since, so Lyndon Johnson on, okay. They have been guests at WGN Radio. You name the celebrity, the Hollywood star, Dean Richards has probably interviewed that person, or before Dean, Roy Leonard, same thing, or maybe Wally Phillips in, if not this studio, because we've moved, but WGN Radio. Every public official, every mayor of Chicago, for example. But I don't know that we've ever had the guest sitting to your left. And this is a first for me. It is an honor to have in the studio, I don't know quite how to say or introduce you, Mr. Sir, Your Honor, Lordship Wolverine. And Batman is here as well, without Robin, which is controversial, which we'll get into in a moment. I don't know if they're even still together. These are superheroes on WGN. So text me, 312-981-7200. You can call 312-981-7200 as well. If you have questions you've always wanted to ask Wolverine, or Batman, I know I have a list of questions, but Crystal, I'll start with you. Why the heck are they here, and who travels with superheroes?
Oh, I do.
Clearly.
I absolutely love my superheroes.
And they are here because?
We are having an event coming up called Heroes to the Rescue, which is in support of 5 different local shelters and rescues in the area.
Uh-huh.
That we are going to help raise money for those rescues by celebrating it with superheroes.
And we meaning?
Pet Gotcha Day.
What is Pet Gotcha Day?
Pet Gotcha Day.
Gotcha.
Pet Gotcha Day is a website that helps local and pets from all across the nation find forever homes by using either standard or fully 360 immersive videos that take the pet and fully transport them to you.
So, I mean, this sounds a bit more complicated than I don't want it to be. So, So, some number of years ago, I'm old enough to remember when it was a big deal, a new thing, when photographs were taken of animals and posted online, which now every shelter does anywhere, because you want these animals that are homeless to look as good as possible and to look adoptable and to be their best selves, which you don't always see at an animal facility or a shelter or a rescue. So photographs are taken and they're put online. Now everybody does it. So what you do is you do videos.
Right. We feel like the videos really truly show the pet's personality.
Yeah.
Really give you a chance to really get to know the pet.
And you can learn more on the Pet Gotcha Day Facebook page. But this is an adoption event that is very family friendly.
It is. We are also celebrating local teachers.
Which I'll talk about in a second. Because you're celebrating heroes in many different ways.
We are.
I need to ask this question. Batman?
Yes.
Where is Robin?
He's busy right now. That's why I'm here.
Yes, you're very soft-spoken, Batman. So, Batman, when you it's interesting that when you came in this morning, I walk into the studio, and there you are. Is it true that you scaled the building?
I do a lot of different ways in getting into places wherever is necessary.
Yes, Batman says whatever is necessary. The Batmobile, did you take it here?
That's not necessary for you to know.
That's not. What if you parked the Batmobile on the street, would you get a parking ticket?
Commissioner got me covered on that.
Of course he does. Wolverine,
Let's good. How are you?
Okay.
How does one become Wolverine? Does one go to Wolverine school? Does one? How does one achieve that level of Wolverine-ness?
I've had various experiments done on me.
Yes, I could see that.
Yes.
And
I
want to know who your manicurist is. Let's see. Show that, because we're Facebook Living too, friends. So you can go to my fan page and see what I'm seeing. What are those used for people who do not know?
People do not want to know.
Of course not. Yes. Are the movies true about you guys?
It's Hollywood.
Yeah, you know. They always, what's the term? Hollywood up.
Yeah.
Hollywood it up.
Mm-hmm. So it's not exactly true?
Not everything you see.
They got some of the bad parts, keeping some of the good parts.
Ah, so there's much more good that we don't see?
Maybe more bad.
Oh, I see. That we don't see.
Well.
Yes, we don't necessarily need to know about that. So are you guys, this is a question that I bet hasn't, because I know reporters ask you guys these questions every day. You walk in, people stop you on the street, and they say, hey, Batman, and they ask you a lot of stupid questions. I would never do that, of course. But do they ask you about pets? I mean, you're supporting a pet adoption event. Wolverine, do you have pets at home?
I don't. I don't have any pets at the house at the moment.
I think Crystal can help you with that, actually.
I can fix that.
She can.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. And Batman?
I have a dog.
You do? What kind of dog?
Labradorian.
A Labradoria. That's a different kind of dog. So, Crystal, I know you get around, clearly.
Hey.
How did you find these guys?
These guys are from a local group called Suburban Party Characters that have
They certainly are characters, I'll say that.
They are, and they have helped me at a couple other events as well. They do all kinds of events. They're willing to come celebrate with you pretty much anywhere.
They wanted to stop, so we went by Ro Khan's office, and we saw what he has stashed in there, and they wanted to stop and have imbibe a little this morning. The heroes are terrible guests, it says here on one. I want to know. Well, they're just soft-spoken, that's all,
they're
I think.
Just soft-spoken.
That's, I think that's true. So, Batman?
Yes.
Do you still fight crime?
Constantly, and we actually come across animals all the time.
Do you really? Explain what you mean.
Well, due to a lot of the criminal situations, there's always pets also involved. When these criminals go to jail, well, these pets have no homes to go to. So we actually pick them up and take them in and put them in homes.
Oh. And actually, there's an organization that these are called court case dogs. So when there are bad guys, this is serious, when there's bad guys, they often have wonderful dogs or cats, but typically it's dogs. And they're impounded because there's no family member that wants to take them. Sometimes the dogs actually serve as evidence, so to speak. They don't necessarily go to court and explain the situation, but they are held as evidence. And it used to be where they had to be held until the court case came up, which could be, in our system, like months and months and months later. So Safe Humane Chicago is an organization that gets these dogs placed in the homes well before their case comes up. I mean, the dogs have done nothing wrong. So very often, typically. So I'm glad you brought that up, Mr. Batman, sir. How's Alfred?
You know a lot. You must be a good reporter.
Yes, clearly. I clearly have done my homework.
He's actually very well.
Okay, and Wolverine? How many movies have there been? There have been like four of them, haven't there?
Four of...
Starring you.
Wow. That's about maybe about 10.
10 movies? Mm-hmm. Did some of them not make it to the big screen that we don't know about? Or have there...
Actually, I'm sorry. I've been Wolverine for about 10 years.
Oh, 10 years. How did you become Wolverine? Did you wake up one morning and say, you know what? I need to do this, become Wolverine, and do you get a choice of superheroes that you can be? Did you turn down Superman, or?
No. Like I said before, I had the experiments done on me.
Yeah, clearly.
The adamantium was fused to my bone.
The what was what?
Adamantium is the metal that is
okay. Yes.
Running through my bones.
Yes. Yes. Body. Okay. That explains how you were able to open our door here in the studio. But there's big scratch marks now on our door. Mr. Batman?
Yes.
Same question for you. Becoming Batman? Because?
It's a long story. But there's a lot of criminals out there. And I felt it was due to some situations of my past. Somebody needed to do something. There wasn't a lot being done.
So have you ever been to Gotham City?
Constantly.
Constantly.
I travel outside of Gotham occasionally.
Yeah.
Like tonight or this morning.
Yeah. In the Batmobile or do you fly?
I don't fly personally. But sometimes I fly a jet.
Oh. You get frequent flyer miles in the Batjet?
I get plenty.
He gets plenty. All right. So I want to talk more about these heroes, Crystal, and Pet Gotcha Day and the event you have coming up in the studio. A first ever at WGN. By the way, right behind me recording this for the Facebook, not recording this, because you're not recording anything. She's holding the phone for Facebook Live, is Kisara, our superstar producer, who is a well-known DJ around the Chicago area, and she'll be working for you.
She will be. She'll be our DJ for the event. We're really excited that she's part of the team for the event, and we can't wait.
So if you want to meet WGN Kisara, then come to the event, which again is...
Pet Gotcha Day, Heroes to the Rescue, and we're at Bourbon Street this year, 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park.
Okay, and I assume Wolverine will be having some of that bourbon. I get that idea. If you're curious about the latest thinking in dog and cat food, and you're overloaded with information, and you need help figuring out what to feed, you need advice on supplements, you need advice about training. In this information overloaded society, where can you get help? Dog Patch Pet and Feed. They are trained and educated. They really are to help you through the clutter, which there's lots of. You can ask them about their genius bark. Schedule an appointment or stop in today. You can visit them at 1108 East Ogden Avenue. That's in Naperville. 1108 East Ogden Avenue. You can call 630-420-2120. You could check them out at dogpatchpets.com. 630-420-2120. Dogpatchpets.com. Don't forget to check out their rescue animals. Speaking of which, Crystal Burcardo is here with some special friends in the studio. Crystal.
Yes.
I know that you are a part of the initiative that says no dogs or cats should be sold at pet stores because of where they're sourced from. So this is what we like, right? I mean, pet stores like Dog Patch, Pet and Feed. PetSmart, Petco do this. They've been doing that forever, where they adopt out animals, and that helps you.
It does. Yeah, we work with local groups who all have pets that are up for adoption. We help both local and pets from all across the nation find forever homes by helping them put them up on our website with videos so they can see who these pets are. So that way these pets can find their forever homes and find somebody that they connect with.
And an event coming up, you can see these pets in person. Yes. And these are pets from various rescues?
Yes, we have five participating rescues that will be there with us that day. From cats to dogs, we might even have a couple rabbits and guinea pigs there for you to possibly adopt that day.
Really? That's kind of cool. And that day would be November 3rd from 3 until 7 p.m. And you're celebrating heroes at 150 Bourbon Street, your favorite street, I believe, Mr. Wolverine. That's at, what's at 115 Bourbon Street? It's at...
115 Bourbon Street is Marionette Park. It's a big, huge, amazing venue that's helping us host this event.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be celebrating not only the superheroes that are
the
here with us...
The superheroes!
...that are here with us in the studio, but we will also be celebrating local teachers for all they do in our community.
The real heroes.
The real heroes.
Yeah.
And all they do in the community for our children.
And Batman and Wolverine are saying yes to that. And they really are real heroes in so many different ways. Why did you decide to celebrate teachers?
I just feel teachers really are what make the community. They teach our kids, they're with our kids all day, and they just give everything they have to make those kids learn and become the people that they grow up to be.
Yeah, make those kids learn, maybe motivate the kids
motivate,
to learn would be
yes.
a better way to
At
say
six
it.
In
and
the morning, motivate
no, that's fine. You know, And these days, teachers have to give so much of themselves, both from their own pocketbook in some cases, and extra time put in. And I appreciate the fact that you're celebrating that. There are so many wonderful teachers. How do you decide which ones to celebrate?
We are actually letting the schools and the kids decide that. The schools and teachers amongst themselves are deciding which local teachers will be nominated.
That's cool.
For a special award that day.
Yeah. One special award, or are there a couple?
Oh, there's several. We're going to do our best to honor as many of the teachers as we possibly can.
Yeah, so come out there for that. You can meet the superheroes, I assume.
Yes, there will be.
And what will they be doing?
The superheroes will be there to do meet and greets with the kids. They will also be helping.
Do you like kids superheroes?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. They're okay with kids. Me? Not so much. Kids, that's another story.
They'll be there to help do meet and greets with the kids and also to help showcase all the adoptable pets that day. They will do a little walk across the stage to help showcase those adoptable pets and show them off a little bit so everybody in the room can see those pets.
So, Batman, a couple text questions here for you and Wolverine. For Batman, is there a bat cat?
No, there are no cats.
No cats. You allergic to cats? Is that the deal?
I have a little issues with the eyes with them, so yes.
Yes, issues with cats? Is that what he just said?
That is correct.
They make him a little itchy in the eyes.
Oh, itchy in the eyes. I see. Well, Wolverine, if a cat's made you itchy in the eyes, you'd be in big trouble, right?
Sure will.
Scratching your eyes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would not be a good idea, given your situation. So the question I have for you is, how do you fight crime? I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that, but I'll ask.
How do I fight crime?
Mm-hmm. It's a question. I'm only asking.
I
go see the movies?
Do what I have to do.
He does what he has to do.
And sometimes that's not very nice.
Sometimes it's not very nice. You know, you had to come over here with these superheroes. Did you go in separate vehicles, Crystal?
Yeah, they don't always let me ride in their superhero cars.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you guys get along, huh? Batman and Wolverine?
We do. We're on the same side.
Yeah, you're on the same side, which is the side of justice, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Which is the side of the animals. And that's what you'll be doing. That is on November 3rd, 3 o'clock till 7 o'clock, 115 Bourbon Street. It's Marionette Park. So it's actually at a park outside?
No, that's just the name of the city, Marionette Park.
Oh, well, that's what I thought. Okay, so what's at?
115 Bourbon Street is a big, huge Southside venue. It's a local, I guess, bar in that area that a lot of places use to host fundraisers.
And my pal Marcella Raymond from WGN-TV will be out there doing the MC work. DJ Casera, our own producer, will be the DJ for you. So the idea will be to have fun, I suspect, to celebrate and to save animals. And by going to this event, even if you don't personally adopt, you're supporting pet adoption.
Yes, but just by attending, every single dollar raised will be going back to these local rescues so that way they can continue to help local pets find forever homes.
Okay, well, you and Erica do a great job with Pet Gotcha Day. It's a great concept showing these videos, so it's going one step further. I'm glad we have the photographs to have these pets look really good, but you want to see what they're really like? Watch them. And now with technology, it's easy enough to do. So thank you so much, Crystal.
You're welcome.
Further information, where do people go?
We encourage you to go to our website, which is www.petgotchaday.com.
Petgotchaday.com. Batman, Wolverine, did I do okay interviewing you?
You did fine.
You're good. Thank you.
You guys ought to host a radio show. It would be a very quiet radio show, but nevertheless, you ought to do that. Well, maybe not. Pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. And your pets need them the most. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides ER care and critical care 24/7. That's the whole idea. Every day of the year, MedVet is a certified VECCS Level 1 trauma center. American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital, meaning that your pets will always receive the most comprehensive and compassionate care available. To learn more, here's what's important. Write this down. 773-281-7110. 773-281-7110.